We're going to study from the Svasemes for Parshas HaChodesh, Tofresh Mem and Tofresh Mem He. In these editions of the Svasemes on page 118. Pasuk says, HaChodesh Hazelachem Rosh Chodeshim, that this month Nisan, the first month of the year, it's going to be a time when in the counting of months, in the cycle of months, this is the first month of the year. This is a new beginning. And it's called the Chodesh because of Chidush, because of the promise and the opportunity for renewal. Rishayin hu lachem, l'chadshei hashana, which means that it's lachem, it's only to Bnei Yisrael, as we're going to see, that this is a unique hischadshus, only available to Bnei Yisrael, because of how the hischadshus works, of what the mechanism of the hischadshus is. It's a mechanism only shayach to Bnei Yisrael. It's a renewal that can only happen for Bnei Yisrael. As we'll see, let's see Tofresh Mem. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Hu Koyach Hischadshus. Power and possibility for renewal. Shabbeira Yisparach Mechadesh Bechol Yoin Masa Bereshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh every day Masa Bereshis. And we understand that this means that it's not a world that's stagnant or static, but completely, entirely dynamic, and that is not only because we see that the world is constantly changing, and not only because we see and know now in physics that it's in constant motion, that all of the world is in constant motion, and every part and every atom of the world is in constant motion, but it's more than that. It's the fact that that motion, that movement, is an energy that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every cell, every proton, every electron, every part of everything in the world is simply there as Hashem wishes it to continue and causes it to be. His chadshus, however, means an ability for Am Yisrael to tap into this kayach. And he says, it's b'koyach ha-Torah, that the idea of ha-mechadesh b'tuvu b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh b'reishis, the idea of b'reishis constantly happening, b'tuvai, what is toiv? Ha-mechadesh b'tuvu b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh b'reishis, toiv is Torah. The Torah is not just a blueprint where HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah, yistakel b'ereisa u'bara alma. The Torah is a reflection of that very energy that is the will that there should be a world. And it is the will of Hashem moment to moment, millisecond to millisecond, that there be a world and that there should be anything but only Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that, causes it to be. He wills that into reality moment to moment. B'koyach ha-Torah. And that hischadshus, which comes b'koyach ha-Torah, is something we can tap into, and it's made available to us. HaChodesh hazeh lachem Rosh Chodeshim. And he does this b'koyach ha-Torah. Now, he does this b'koyach ha-Torah. We can tap into it, but what happens if we have no Torah? We're in Mitzrayim. We're not yet given any Torah whatsoever. No mitzvahs. Nothing. First Rashi in Chumash says, you know, really the Chumash should begin with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim, because that was the first mitzvah. Now we see it's not only that was the first mitzvah, but that there is no being Klal Yisrael, there is no having HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, there's no Hischadshus, if not for and without Torah. Kodim Yitzias Mitzrayim lo hayu yichol b'nei Yisrael lekabel ze hischachos. We had avos, and the avos were obviously serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they were bringing out godliness in throughout nature, in everything, and in every facet of their lives, and wherever they looked, and in whatever dealings they had, in anything and everything they touched, they brought out a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But not through mitzvahs, not through Torah. Studying Torah, they knew Torah, but to actualize Torah, where the world is mekuyam and continues to exist because of Torah, that's our job. And here, we're in Mitzrayim, there is no Torah. So he says, there was no possibility for hischachos. The ein kol chadosh tachas hashemesh. That's what it says in Kehelet, right? Ein kol chadosh tachas hashemesh. What does that mean? Ein kol chadosh tachas hashemesh. Profound idea. The shemesh means teva. What is the single greatest and most important natural extant power, reality, structure, call it whatever you want. What is the single most important and powerful construct of nature in our world? Sun. Says the Maral, in many places, Maral says that this idea of the Shemesh is the king of the world of the Teva. That's the pinnacle of Teva. And as far as Teva is concerned, while it's constantly being renewed, revitalized by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's by HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any input from anyone or anything. So there's no Chodosh, Tachas HaShemesh. Because Tachas HaShemesh, meaning below the power vested in the sun and in all of the powers that Hashem uses to run the world, below that there is no independent power. Until Yisrael comes, and then depending on what we do, we invest and inject huge power into the Olam Vayis, and then of course things happen, things change depending on what we do. But Tachas HaShemesh means, therefore, where there's Teva supreme, and not yet a Torah where what we do makes a difference, no Chadosh. So, Ein Chadosh Tachas HaShemesh, this Pasuk says, is the state of the world before Matan Torah, before the giving of any mitzvahs. And then in Tafresh Memhei, in the next paragraph, he explains why that first Rashi in Chumash is so powerful. That the Torah should have begun with HaChadosh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadosh, with the first mitzvah. He says in the Medrash, HaChadosh Hazeh Lachem, and the Medrash references the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Kol Doidi Hinei Zebo. Because, says the Medrash, Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You said we're going to have a Geula, where is it? Now, what does that mean, where is he? Says the Sfasemis, how are we going to experience Geula? What merit do we have to experience Geula? How will HaKadosh Baruch Hu show and prove to us, oh, things are changing? If the state we've come to know, seemingly the natural state of Teva, is that the Mitzrayim lord over us, and we're not Nigolin, we're not redeemed, what's going to change? By dint of what? So he says, Kihu HaMitzvah, Kihu Mitzvah Rishonu LiYisrael. The reason that this medrash brings the pasuk of Kol Doidi Hinei Zebo, where Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming, What is it about HaKadosh Zelachem that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming? Why do we say on the Seder night, on Pesach night, Yochol Mei Rosh Chodesh? We weren't set free on Rosh Chodesh. It's because we were told we're going to be set free. We were told, Moshe Rabbeinu was told we're going to be set free, and he sent it over to the Bnei Yisrael months earlier. So what is it about HaKadosh Zelachem that we would think, or because we've had preparations for Pesach? That's the beginning of the answer. Yes, because we were told, as we're going to read this coming Shabbos, the mitzvah of separating the animal, preparing for the Korban Pesach. But these are mitzvahs. That's the point. The first mitzvahs are about to be given to us. Hi'ine zeba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming. You know what that means? We have a relationship. In what? How? Through what? Mitzvahs. Hine Zebah means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here. Witness the fact that he's given us mitzvos to do. Therein lies the chiddush. Therein lies renewal. That was one of the mitzvos. Yes, of course. We were given mitzvos at Pesach, and then one of the contingencies, it depends upon doing Mila, yes.
So wasn't that enough to bring this?
No, but we weren't mitzvah. There was no mitzvahs mila. Avraham Avinu was commanded to do mila, but there was no mitzvahs mila for Klal Yisrael. Ki hu mitzvah rishayna li Yisrael. That's your point, li Yisrael. To Klal Yisrael, mitzvah rishayna. And now he says it so beautifully. He says, v'zu ha-parsha ha-yisam mafteach shel ha-ge'ula. The key that unlocks redemption. Mafteach shel hagula, uguulasim shel Yisrael talia b'teira u'mitzvaseh. Top of the second column. The whole idea of having mitzvahs is the reason why we're given freedom. That's the whole point. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Zelach ha'ayis, tavdun elokim al harazeh. You want to know how and why? Because when you come out of Mitzrayim, you're going to come back here to Har Sinai, and there's going to be a Kabbalah Satorah. The words of the Medrash, Mois Rabba, Simon Gimel. Have a Yodea, Hashem said to Moshe. Shebeschus ha-Toyra, shehein asidin lekabel al yotcha. When they first met on Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh asked how, what, when, where, why, and how can I be confident that this is all going to happen? Make sense of it for me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll make sense of it. You're becoming my people. That's why I'm taking you out. I'm not taking you out so that you should stop suffering. Not for that reason alone. I'm taking you out because you're going to come back here. Asidin lekabel al yotcha behar hazeh. Therefore, b'schus ha-taira heim yotz im misham. That's why. It's b'schus ha-taira that they're coming free. Oh, that Moshe Rabbeinu says, that makes sense. Okay. Months later, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now. I'm giving you those first mitzvahs. Remember the mitzvahs they said to you? You know, I'm only taking you out in the schus of Torah and mitzvahs. Well, guess what? HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. I'm giving you the first mitzvahs. The mitzvah of, indeed, having Beis Din Bikoveh. This is the new Chodesh. And set the dates for the Yom Tov to come. And then the mitzvah of separating the Korban Pesach. Because the Torah and the mitzvahs are the raison d'etre of Geula. V'lachein, behizgalus kol ha-Torah. Now he's making a very sharp distinction between what you think is, well, this is just, you know, one of those times when Hashem spoke to Moshe. No. This is a whole different kind of conversation. V'hizgalos kol ha-taira nitku, were disconnected kol ha-moisrais v'kol ha-shibudim shehoyu lehem. It's with Hashem saying these words, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem This is the first time that what Hashem has to say is, I'm giving you a mitzvah. Now, with Hashem giving us a mitzvah, he's beginning to break the chains. Nitku kol ha-maisereis. All of those tethers, all the shackles are being ripped off of Am Yisrael, off our legs. Kol ha-shibudim shahoy alehem. Let's look quickly at the Medrash. It's brought in the footnote 3, bottom right hand side. There is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Achar Kasleinu. He's right on the other side of the wall, says the Medrash, Bimidbar Sinai. In other words, the message to Klal Yisrael is, Hashem is waiting for us to come out, because he's giving us a Torah. He's just waiting for us to come out. He's calling out to us, and he's giving us the first mitzvahs. Mashgiach min hachalenos. He's watching over us from the windows. And that's a reference to Vayevir Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem is coming to us. Metzitz min hacharakim, peering at us from those openings in the walls, the windows. Vayedaber lekim es kol hadvarim ha'ele. Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me personally, to each one of us in Klal Yisrael. So that's what HaChadosh Zelachem is. That's the power of HaChadosh Zelachem, the fact that it was the first mitzvah. And with the fact that now Hashem is being mitzava us, oh, so we're His, not Paro's. You see, it can't be that we belong to Paro and we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what to do. Either Paro tells us or Hashem tells us. One or the other, but not both. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you're mine, you have mitzvahs to do, that means we are definitively HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. We are definitively Hashem's and no one else's. No one else has anything to say. That means we're free. That means we're free. Shahatayra yeshba tamid hischachus. Torah always has, it promises hischachus. Renewal, and that's what the renewed energy of Am Yisrael and of every one of us, Emir Tzashem and Nisan, is going to be all about. Hischachus. A new Eved Hashem. A new freed Eved to become an Eved of Hashem, to the exclusion of being an Eved or being Meshubit to anyone or anything else. Nothing else is going to hold me back. Nothing's going to tie me down. No obligations, no lures to anything else that is totally not interesting to me anymore. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shateri yesh batomit ischachos va'afilu mechitza shel barzel eina mafsekes. It's interesting that he quotes that Gemara. Afilu mechitza shel barzel eina mafsekes, which means that, as the Gemara says, Reb Shimon Levi says that, you know, you could be standing behind an iron curtain, a barrier made of the most dense and of the most formidable material, impregnable material, and it doesn't make a difference. You are with HaKadosh Baruch. You are with HaKadosh. It makes no difference. You are with HaKadosh Baruch. It has halachic implications, because it's because of that, says Rabbi Yosef Kapach, who wrote on the Rambam. He says that that's the reason why the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Tefillah, that when it comes to Duchanan, interestingly, Duchanan, different from Tefillah, when it comes to Duchanan, the bracha of Hashem comes to anybody who is facing the Kahanim, even if they're behind the Mechitz. Even if they're out in the fields. If a person has to be part of a tzibur, they have to be in the same room, because then it's about being with people. But if you have to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to receive the bracha from the Shechina through the Kohanim, then Mechitza Shel Barzel, no curtain and no screen can separate between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So the Birchas Kohanim can come through wherever you have. So, you know, if a place, a shul has just, for whatever reason, the now we have beautiful shuls, Baruch Hashem, but I remember especially, you know, in my childhood, we ended up in a shul where the configuration of the room was such that some people were you know, behind a half a wall, and certainly in Ezes Nashim, you're not directly in the presence of the Kohanim. There may be a machitza or something separating. Doesn't matter. Says the Rambam Lahalocha, they're all Mizbarachim. Everybody receives the blessing. Because, as the Rishu ben Levi says, Afilu mechitza shel barzel eina mafsekes. So that's what this is all about. HaChodesh HaZalachem is, says the Medrash, Hinei Zeba, here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We didn't really have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not with us until he came to Moshe and said, now I have a relationship. Meaning, HaKadosh HaZalachem, here's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, there's a relationship. And the mitzvah and the relationship both mean Hischachus. And then he says that the Torah, Haysa Muchenes Me'olam Ba'avureinu. The Torah was just waiting. And that's the point in the Pesukim in Shir HaShirim. That's the point of the Pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu was promised. You'll see, I'm going to be taking you out to bring you, in order to bring you, back here to Har Sinai for Kabbalah HaTorah. He says, HaTorah, Haysa Muchenes Me'olam Ba'avureinu. If you look at note 5, he quotes from the Maharal. He brings the Maharal, doesn't bring the quotation. I'll read it to you. The Maharal in Tveres Yisrael, Perik Aleph, he says, Mitzvos HaTorah heim hapa'ulois ha'elikios. They are godly accomplishments, achievements of a godly nature, misyachsois el Yisrael, that relate only to us and only we can fulfill them. Shalafi malas nafsham heimuchanim el hapulas elikios. Because of the virtuous nature of the souls of Klal Yisrael, of Yidden, Yidden can do Hashem's work. Nobody else can do Hashem's work. Which means some righteous act done by a non-Jew is a very nice, good, and righteous act. It doesn't accomplish the same thing. It might look like it does, but in the bigger picture, it really does not. Because there are certain nefashos, those nefashos of Klal Yisrael, that are crafted, that came from beneath the Kisei HaKavod, where that's our tafkid, to do certain things, to accomplish certain godly accomplishments, and only we can. And so, when we come to this idea of Hischachus, we come to the idea of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we cannot be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we're not with His Torah. And if we are with His Torah, then we are with Him and we're free. You know, this idea that only through a mitzvah, only through Hashem giving us a mitzvah, now you have Torah, now you're free, now you're with Hashem, you're not with Paro anymore. I was reading once, by the great Maggid, he was here in Eretz Yisrael. It's not gone. Maybe it's 10 years. I don't know how long ago. Rav Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal passed away. He was a real Navardika.
He used to offer this Los Angeles.
Special. Yeah. You got to see, you had to meet him. Special. So this Alta Navardika used to tell over things that he went through, Loyalenu, and all Talmidim. Navardika had a series of yeshivas, many, many, many yeshivas, in what became the Soviet Union after World War I. And they banned the study of Torah, and the Navardika Talmidim continued to learn Torah. And if they forcibly closed the yeshivas, they continued to learn Torah at pain of being arrested and thrown into prison. And that happened to Rav Galinsky, and it happened to many Talmidim there of the Navardika yeshivas. And they would, he described it. He said, as long as they had a Gemara, all they waited for was somebody. Sometimes they were dragged away in the middle of the night, and they had nothing. So you would think, well, what are they worried about? Talis and tefillin? Yeah. What else? Kosher food, of course, something to eat. And No. First, they were worried, I need a Gemara. Once they had a Gemara, they're good. They're not in prison. They're free. They're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They opened the Gemara. And they said, learn. What could be bad? And that's how they lived. That's how they thought. That's how they felt. That was their reality. Effortlessly. You can be in prison, but I have a Gemara. What could be bad? Unbelievable. Because when you are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's giving you his Torah, so I'm free. There's nothing that's holding me back, and nothing that impinges upon my freedom. And then he said here, as we mentioned a moment ago, the Torah was Muchenes Ma'olam Baburainu, Rak Shehoyot Sorach Mikodim Liyos Tikkun Kol HaMaisim Al Pi HaTeva Kamosh Yisbar B'Makam Acher, that there was a need, as we mentioned earlier, that the Avos also were Mekayim Mitzvahs, but they brought out holiness and Hashem's presence through Teva, without specific mitzvahs. Not everybody can do that. Only the Avos were on such a level of holiness that everything that they touched, and why they touched it, what they did with it, brought out the potential and the holiness and the desire of Hashem being realized by what the Avos, what Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did in their lives, in their day-to-day life, and in their day-to-day interaction with the world. We are much smaller than that, so we have instrumentality, meaning we are Hashem's instruments to do particular things, to bring out Elikus, to bring out holiness. Because Baruch Hu gave us a guideline and a set of ways through which to bring out holiness, like the Avos brought out, but they brought it out in and through everything that already exists as it is. And we are going to do it with certain mitzvahs. Kamosh Yisbar B'Makom Acher, as is explained, and that's how the Sfas explains it, the Makom Acher. If you look in note 6, he makes reference to parts of the Sfas Emes in Vayetze and in Va'era. That's the idea of Oymed Acher Kosleinu, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been waiting. Still giving a beautiful interpretation of the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. He Neizeh Oymed Acher Kosleinu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been waiting for this moment. Waiting for the time when there'll be Am Yisrael with Torah and Mitzvahs to bring out Kedusha in all things through the Mitzvahs. Because that's his intention for the world. So it's not only that Hashem Yisbarach is coming to free us and he's coming to care for us and to save us. He's coming to give us Torah. And he wants that there should be an Am Yisrael to accomplish Torah. That's the reason for the Geula. V'zeh Oymed Acher Kosleinu. This is our attitude in Golos. Our attitude in Golos is not just that, yes, it's painful and it's difficult and we have, you know, restrictions, or we're subject to terrible anti-Semitic expressions, or worse, chalila, dangers. No. The point is that there's a certain Torah waiting for us. There's a Torah waiting to come out. There are accomplishments of Torah and mitzvos that Geula will bring on. And it's for that reason that we're going to have a Geula. We should understand in our time as well that we are subject to much, much challenge and pain. But it's not only that Hashem will take us from that pain because he loves us, but because he wants us to have accomplishments, godly accomplishments await. And for them, and for the purpose of those accomplishments, he's going to redeem us in Mirtz Hashem gloriously, b'mehera, b'yameinu, amen.